yet another national championship.
Good morning. Yeah, Bill, another national championship for the University of Alabama. The Alabama fans will say it's the 18th in school history. For me personally, it's my ninth national championship in 43 years as a fan, which is insane. But, you know, the fact that, you know, you throw away his first season, 2007. Since 2008, six national championships in 13 years for Coach Saban, which is absolutely insane, Bill. But I have to tell you, they're all special, but just given everything that this team had to go through off the field and be ready for it, Bill, I will argue with anybody that this is the greatest season in Alabama football history. I'm not ready to call it the greatest team. It's obviously the greatest offense, but I clearly believe, Bill, we just witnessed the greatest season in the history of Alabama football, which I know is a huge statement to make.
What was the biggest surprise about this team?
The leadership, being able to hold it together. When you think about the fact that, you know, back there wasn't, you know, there was a lot of hand wringing in Tuscaloosa after last year. Alabama lost two games by a total of 8 points, but they were to your two biggest rivals, and one of your rivals who beat you, LSU, went on to win the national championship. And there was a lot of questioning about, you know, were we beginning to approach a crossroads in the program? You know, is Coach Saban kind of slowing down here or whatever? So this 2020 season was going to be a critical season, and then all this off the field crap started. Players were sent home. There was no spring practice. You know, just so many obstacles that could raise their head to derail the season. And I think it's a tremendous credit to the leadership of this team that the Alabama players worked their butt off, not even knowing if there was going to be a season, but they never lost hope that there was. And the fact that, you know, Coach Saban put in so many draconian measures just to make sure that they didn't have issues with the virus, to limit them as much as they could. The personal self-sacrifice of every single member on this team, putting the team first, putting their personal lives behind them, showed such tremendous maturity and the strong leadership. And to me, Bill, that is what makes this season so special and is why it's the greatest season ever. And the fact that they were able to do that every day. I mean, they won the national championship Monday night, but they won individual championships against so many obstacles every single day dating back to last spring, Bill. And in an era where it's all about me and the transfer portal and the first thing time that something doesn't go my way, I'm taking my toys and going home, to see that type of self-sacrifice and maturity from these young men, I think is absolutely remarkable, and I think it's something every Alabama fan should be proud of.
Also, this time a year ago, at least social media, message boards, they're all wanting to see an announcement about a new defensive coordinator. And that never came. And
it did not. And I was surprised that it did not. But I do think it will happen here before next season.
Oh, no. We're going to get into that. Absolutely, we're going to get into that. What about, as a surprise, maybe it's just me thinking Bryce Young would take over about halfway through, but Mac Jones, we knew he was pretty good, but his performance that may very well make him a first-round pick, is that a surprise?
Oh, Bill, it's an absolutely incredible surprise. You know, he was a part of that 2017 class, the best class in Alabama history, coming from the bowl school in Jacksonville, which has produced so many great football players. But if you go back and look at the 24/7 composite, he was a three-star player. I think he was rated like 399th or 400th in the country. But and if you look at the pictures of when he first came in the program, how much his body's transforming everything. But when we talk about the process, and we talk about, you know, I mean, what makes Alabama different than other programs? The ability to not only recruit elite athletes, but to the nutrition program and the strength program to develop players. Bill, I think the poster child for the process, everything that the Alabama program brings to the table to develop players, has to be Mac Jones. Has to be. I mean, he went from being a three-star quarterback coming in, and Alabama was excited to get him. Everybody was originally committed to Kentucky. They were able to get him to flip. They realized he was a talent. But to take him, the young man that stepped on campus, you know, from Jacksonville, Florida, to transform him to the point where he was third in the running for the Heisman Trophy, MVP, offensive MVP in the national championship game, Bill, Mac Jones embodies everything that the process at Alabama is about.
On Twitter, Ags and Strohs, who lives over on the coast there in Texas, says, ask about the loss of Jeff Banks to Texas, and is there anything to perhaps Sumlin replacing him?
Yeah, I really, really hate to see Jeff Banks leave the program, but I understand, you know, he has, I think his kids live in, I think, near Austin, and he has family there in the Texas area. Really outstanding coach. I hate to see him leave, but I understand why. I will say this, Bill. I would rather have a daily colonoscopy than see Kevin Sumlin join the Alabama staff. That's my personal thought.
But there's some talk, and I don't know if it's real, but that Nick's going to take him in one of those advisory roles, maybe, or is that legit?
I've heard everything from the possibility of him coming in an analyst role to the possibility of being the tight end special teams coach. And like I say, Coach Saban won't call and ask for my vote after the, and he has interviewed. But personally, I would like to see us take a pass on Kevin Sumlin.
Now, Alabama has lots to recruit to, meaning you've got Saban there, et cetera. But Banks was thought to be a up-and-comer recruiter, too, right? I mean, he'd already done some good things, but he's a guy that has a really good future at that.
Oh, he's an absolute elite recruiter. That's one of the things. Not only was he an outstanding special teams coach, and he came in and really cleaned our special teams up, but no, Jeff Banks is an absolute elite recruiter. Class individual. I heard some rumors that he, like, snuck out in the middle of the night and did a Danny Enos. That nothing could be further from the truth. First, that proves that you don't know Jeff Banks, class individual. No, Jeff Banks is an individual that he has a very, very bright future as a head coach. But no, he's an elite, elite recruiter, Bill.
Kevin Hagan with us. Pete Golding, there's a report that Sark's talking to him about defensive coordinator. There was some talk about LSU and a flirtation there. It does seem kind of obvious. Whichever path he takes, he won't be back, correct?
I will be shocked, Bill, if Pete Golding returns as the defensive coordinator in Alabama. He and Coach Saban have a really good relationship, but, you know, I've talked about before, you know, there's some off-the-field issues in his personal life that he doesn't have complete control over, and I think it's kind of a situation where it may just be in the best interest of all parties for him to move closer to family and just a more stable situation. So, yeah, I don't know. I expect Alabama to have a new defensive coordinator. And one thing I want to reiterate to people, I know some Alabama fans are kind of upset and panicking about all the coaching changes. You know, with Jeff Banks, Coach Saban has known for a while that this was going to happen. You know, you and I talked, we talked for several weeks before. You know, I told you that Texas was looking at Sark. And I mentioned to the group and, you know, the Houndstooth crew, you knew wherever Steve Sarkisian was going, his good buddy Kyle Flood was going with him. So a lot of these changes that are happening on staff, it may take fans by surprise, but it's not taking Coach Saban by surprise. I know a lot of Alabama fans are shocked to hear that Charles Huff is a finalist for the Marshall head coaching job. They need to realize that Coach Saban has a great relationship with these assistant coaches, and he knows, usually at the beginning of the season, but coaches will let him know, you know, hey, Coach, I'm interested in, you know, trying to become a head coach, and Coach Saban's awful, you know, very oftentimes the person that helps make that possible. So just Bama fans, just remember that. Coach Saban's not getting caught off guard in these situations like the fan base is.
Is Bill O'Brien official?
He's not official. I'm going to put it this way. He hasn't moved his personal belongings into the complex, Bill, but I think it's the next closest thing to that. I think they're just finalizing the final details of that. I completely expect Bill O'Brien to be the next offensive coordinator at Alabama, and I'm really excited about that hire.
How will Bill O'Brien and Bryce Young mesh together?
I think they'll mesh okay. I mean, I'll be honest, I don't know Bill O'Brien personally at all. I understand right. he's a tough coach or whatever, but Coach Saban is very comfortable with Coach O'Brien, known him for a long time, so I can't believe that he would bring in somebody. I've had questions from some fans about how's he going to relate to the players and the recruits and everything. I don't see Coach Saban bringing anybody that's going to mess up the apple cart, just like I've had a lot of questions about, oh my gosh, is the offense going to take a step back? And and he's going to do what he did at Penn State? Absolutely not. I mean, he's going to bring his spin to it. But Coach Saban is completely on board with this new RPO up-tempo offense that Alabama has, and I expect Bill O'Brien, with his wrinkles, we're going to see the same thing. I mean, that's what Alabama's recruited. That's the type of players they've recruited. So that's not going to change. And I want to get this in. And I've got a lot of questions from Alabama fans about Jeff Stoutland returning from the Eagles to be the offensive line coach. That's not a finalized deal. There's still some behind the issues going on there that have to be resolved with the Eagles. But I am cautiously optimistic that they're going to work that out. And I'm optimistic that Jeff Stoutland will return as offensive line coach. And, Bill, I couldn't be happier if in fact, he does return to Tuscaloosa. That would be a great hire.
Bama Mark says, please, Kevin, discuss the coaching rehab program that Saban has and how many coaches have come back only for Saban to make them better.
Oh, it's incredible. I mean, and these coaches, I mean, Steve Sarkisian would be the first person, okay? And I'm happy for my friend. I'm not a fan of the Texas Longhorns, but I'm happy for Steve Sarkisian to get this opportunity to be a head coach. But if you were to bump into Coach Sarkisian on the street, he would be the first person to tell you that he gives all the credit to Coach Saban for giving him the opportunity, you know, to come after the Falcons to help, you know, him, give him the opportunity to be offensive line coach at Alabama. And, you know, Coach Saban was a big advocate for him, so he acknowledges that, as do these other coaches. I mean, was anybody shocked to see Lane Kiffin in the you know, the former players weren't allowed on the sidelines Monday night, so the Alabama athletic department rented one of the luxury boxes there in Miami. Was anybody really surprised to see Lane Kiffin come back and hang out with the players he used to coach? Lane Kiffin is very appreciative for what Coach Saban did for him. It's absolutely remarkable, and it's going to continue, and we're going to see more coaches take the opportunity to come and rehash their career. And my other, you know, calming statement to Alabama fans that are upset about this potentially massive turnover on the staff, don't kid yourself. There are a lot of elite assistant coaches at the college level and some at the NFL level that would jump at the chance to come to Alabama and be a part of Nick Saban's staff. So they're not going to have, Coach Saban's not going to have a hard time filling these openings. He's got an opportunity to actually upgrade the staff, and I thought this was a really good staff. The chemistry of this staff, Bill, just like the chemistry of the players on the team this year, was outstanding.
Kevin, leave me with this. You and I have discussed many times Nick in the future, and I know it's a moving target. It can change. It could change in a month. It can change in a couple of years. But it sure doesn't look to me like Nick has any plans of let's go to the pontoon boat on the lake in Georgia and just sit for a couple of years, does it?
Oh, absolutely not. You know, post hip surgery, he seems to have caught a second wind. I expect, if you were to ask me, and I've been asked this a lot, I'm expecting Nick Saban to coach for, I would guess, if health allows, 5 more years. It's almost impossible to repeat as national champions, although I do think Alabama is going to be a top 4 or 5 program next year with a chance to be in the college football playoffs. So repeating will be difficult. Very young offense next year, great defense. But I will say this. I do not think Monday night was Coach Saban's last national championship. This very talented 21 class that came in, Bill, I will be very shocked to see them win a national championship. You know, if you've come to play for Nick Saban for 4 years on any of his classes, you've won at least one national championship. So, I, Bill, I believe there's at least one more national championship out there in the future for Coach Saban.
Oh, give me cliff notes because we're short here. Strengths and weaknesses of next year's team.
Young but uber-talented offense. The defense is going to be much, much improved next year.
Okay. Kevin, always
have to carry the water early next year.
Outstanding. Kevin, appreciate the time, sir, and the wisdom.
It's an honor as always, everybody. Have a great week, and as always, Roll Tide.